Welcome, everybody, to whatever episode you guys are listening on right now. I'm your host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. I am at a loss for words right now because this is a big thank you episode, guys. You know, I've behind the scenes knowledge right now, I've actually recorded this a couple times because I wanted to get it right, because I wanted to be able to give you guys the thank you deserve, because I don't want to underestimate, I don't want to underwhelm any, well, not underwhelm, I don't want to leave anybody out. I don't want to leave any information out too, because 2019 has been a really good year, no matter what show you guys are listening on, for fans, for everything like that. And you guys have been truly amazing this year, I swear to God, because you guys have shared the shows, you guys have been a part of the family, you guys have contacted me for advice and whatnot too. Like, you guys have given me so many fun reviews, and you guys have done so much good work for the show. And before I go any further though, because we're already a minute in and I have not mentioned it yet, our guests, ladies and gents, our guests, you know, everyone from all over the film industry, for both, and comic industry, you guys took your time out, you came onto the show, to my guests who are listening right now, they all took their time, they sat down with people, we talked about things, like we talked about inspiration, motivation, you know, things that really, 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 really were helpful to other people, you know, to the fans listening and whatnot, because I can vouch 100% here to say that it really, really, really helps people, because podcasts, I think, have been this truly wonderful thing, and there's hundreds of them, hundreds of podcasts that are film, that are comics. But you fans have tuned into this one where we fuck up a lot, apparently. And you guys shared and supported. Like, I'm trying not to get emotional. I'm trying not to. I understand, you know, time is precious. Time these days, you know, you're always working, being family, friends, relationship, whatever it may be. But you guys take the time and you come onto the show. Like, you guys truly keep coming and tuning in every week for the comic show, or, you know, every twice a month for every second or fourth Wednesday, third, if it was only 3 weeks in the month, you know, either second or fourth Wednesday for the film show, you know, like Film World, whatever it may be, you guys tune into it all the time. So I definitely wanted to say thank you. And 2019, you guys shared the show, you gave reviews, you tuned in, you subscribed, you know, it allowed me to talk to some truly fun people. And also, getting into the subject of that a little bit here, is I wouldn't be able to do what I do and be able to be a creative in everything I do and write all these comic book series like Super PD, Operation Kaiju Shield, Eon Power, and you guys falling in love. Like, my fans, from you guys from the show have tuned in on SGGS Comics and my Instagram on the digital books, and you guys tuned into them, and you took a look, like, oh, this is amazing, and you guys just stuck with me. I wouldn't be able to be a comic book writer without you guys, to say the least here, so thank you so much for that. I wouldn't be able to work in the film industry without you guys either, doing all I do, you know? Like, I wouldn't be able to find my passion and be able to be a creative and do everything. Like, I this is a really professional comic podcast right now. I'm losing it. Because I am going solo today, because I wanted the one-on-one with you guys to say thank you. You know, I wouldn't be where I am today, and I wouldn't be able to have the best fans in the fucking world. That's right. I'm putting that on record, bitch. It is known now. I know you guys are the best fans in the world because you stuck through my books, my films, all the podcasts. You guys support other indie artists and writers who come onto the comic show, because I love bringing indie people onto the show. You guys help support fundraisers. You guys on Indiegogo and whatever it may be, you know, or Kickstarter, or you guys helped other indie artists and writers who are trying to get their own book. You guys bought the fucking books. Or people who work at Marvel and DC or other indie comic companies, you guys bought the books and you kept going. You know, you guys supported them. You support me, support the shows, whatever it may be. Or actors too, or, you know, behind the scenes workers. You guys supported them on whatever they do. And I know this because I get told this. They're like, hey, our number's boosted. What the fuck did you do? And I'm like, I just gave it to the right amount of fans. I gave it to the right fans in the world who are always loyal and supportive. I think 2020, guys, you're not ready for it. I'm just going to put that out there. You guys are not ready for 2020. We have so many good things coming your way. 2020 is going to be a year you guys are going to love. 2019, I'm coming up on the 3-year anniversary of the Comic Chronicle podcast. You know, we're now on a Nerdaballs network this year. It's our first year being on a network. You know, especially with the Film World podcast too. Film World has now come back with a vengeance after a year hiatus because of the passing of Kyle Irwin. Thank you, brother. You'll always be remembered. You know, it was a big support of the show, big guy going on with it and whatnot. You know, he really, really was. And I now I'm bringing the Film World podcast. I think I've mentioned them once or twice. Is now back and operational because it was on a break because after his passing, but I wanted to make it and is now in his honor. He was a fellow garage filmmaker, such a good person, helped me and to show me the ways of how to inspire and motivate other people and find a true better me and myself. So that's what the Film World Podcast is dedicated to. And it's also dedicated to you guys, the fans, to give you guys an escape in the world that we live in today. You know, it's a rough world out there. Fuck, it really is. So in the Comic Chronicle Podcast too, you know, it's to give you guys an escape. And you guys have always tuned in. You guys have shared the show, hashtag the Comic Chronicle Podcast or hashtag Film World. You know, thanks, guys. So 2020, we have some really, 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 I got to change it because otherwise I'm going to start crying more. 2020, we have some really, really fun guests coming on the show. Some really, really motivational, inspirational people all over film, all over comics. You guys are really not prepared for it, and I hope you guys like it. Just know we're coming strong. Take that joke as you will. We want to hear more from you guys. The network wants to hear more. I want to hear more. I hear so much from you, thousands of fans out there. What are some things you want me to be able to do for you guys? Like, I do so much for you already. I want to do more. I want to do more for the fans. I want to be able to be, you guys say I mean so much to you and everything like that too, but what would you like me to do? Not going to lie, I'd love to do live shows. I would love to do live shows and be able to, you know, do what I do on a regular podcast basis, like have a guest on there and go talking to one. I'd love to be able to do that on a, you know, stage and be live and all that jazz. Whatever, for Film World or Comic Chronicle, I really would. It'd be really fun. Would you guys like me to do more on-camera stuff? Would you like to see this ugly mug? I don't care. I'll do it. Whatever you guys want, leave reviews. Is there certain guests you want on the show? You know, give them a shout out and say, hey, come on the show, guys. Whatever it is. You want to make fan art? I always promote fan art. You know, I really, really, really am a big promoter of that. I share it to all the fans that follow me on social media all the time. So thanks, everyone. I do want to say, I want to kind of keep this one short. Whatever you're listening on right now, it could be either the Film World or whatever. You know, just know you guys are loved. And I thank you so much for giving me your time, giving me your patience and everything like that. You guys have made the shows great, and I definitely want to say thank you, and let's experience this new year together. But before I let either one of you guys go, whatever fans that you are right now, no, you were all one family, really. Also, 2020 is coming up, depending on when you're listening to the show. 2020 is upon us. And of course, you have New Year's resolutions, such as, you know, I want to diet, I want to do this, oh, we're going to lose all this weight, we're going to do it. You know, by the end, they don't last 3 fucking months. I mean, come on now. None of those diet things last. You try really, really hard, but if it's a New Year's resolution as a diet, it usually doesn't last. Make it last. One thing I'm going to tell you guys, make your resolutions last. But then also, you know, stay creative. Stay, if you're a creative listener to the show, or you're someone who's out there thinking, that's listening to the show right now, which there's plenty of you guys who think this, because you tell me all the time, I can't do this. It's not possible. Fuck that mentality. It's possible. Keep going for it. Keep doing it. Like, you guys are such hardcore fuckers. It's amazing to me. You guys are really hardcore. You are really dedicated, really motivated in either comics or film, whatever it may be. You guys are going for it. You guys are being awesome. You guys find your passion and you go with it. As long as it's not hurting people, find that passion this year. If you haven't found it already, or if you have it, and keep going with it. Keep going with it. You never know where you may go. 3 years ago, I never would have thought where I'd be right now with network and such. But we came back, you know, like, you work hard, you stay dedicated, you sweat, you shed your blood, you go for it. And just keep going at it, folks, this year. So to make 2020 is going to be great on this end of things here, especially things I can't talk about because of NDAs, but make 2020 great for yourself too. And on those wise words, folks, I'm going to leave you be here so I don't ramble on anymore and keep sucking it even more. But, you know, I definitely think you guys are the best. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and stay classy, and also stay creative.